WTAW News time is 6:06. It's 74 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. Before the end of the month, College Station city officials are supposed to hear what's going to be done about a pond that was filled in last month. The land in question borders the Raintree subdivision along the northbound freeway service road. Boyd Sorrell made the initial report to City Hall staff and later to the City Council.
About 150 foot was filled in with dirt. He had he's violated at least 10 city ordinances. He doesn't have a building permit. He doesn't have a drainage study. He doesn't have an engineer study. He doesn't have a drainage plan. He pushed that dirt up, so the water is going to back up into my part of the natural waterway.
The City Council approved rezoning the land in question for suburban commercial uses 2 months ago. A city spokesman says the engineer hired by the developer is supposed to determine if any negative effects occurred, what corrections may be necessary, and a plan of action. The developer could be given a specific deadline, and fines could be levied if sustained progress does not continue to resolve the issue. Tonight's Bryan City Council agenda includes first-round consideration of allowing tattoo businesses in the downtown area.
It's been a month since the Planning and Zoning Commission endorsed the option. Scott Hickel, part of the subcommittee whose recommendations were unanimously endorsed.
This is 2013. This is Bryan, Texas. Do we want to be painted as a city that is a little bit myopic and looking into the past and looking at some situations that would cast aspersions on a particular business?
P&Z Chairman Michael Beckendorf agreed with Hickel that the city needs to move forward.
There's been just as many letters against this as there is for it, and we need to compromise. And so I think this is a good compromise.
Online at WTAW.com are more than 40 pages of letters supporting and opposing tattoo businesses in part of downtown if the P&Z approves a conditional use permit. The changes also call for separating shops a minimum of 1 mile from each other and restrict floor space to between 3,000 and 5,000 square feet. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
You won't have to worry about your children who live in Texas housing anymore. Effective immediately in the Texas legislature's regular session, universities are allowed to check the criminal history of students who plan to live on campus. Vice President of Student Services at Blinn College, Dennis Krausen, says that the goal of this bill is to create a safer environment for students.
We feel like we can do a better job of controlling who is in student housing and just make sure it's a safer environment for our students.
Krausen was a witness for the bill when it was passed in June. He says that he expects to see a reduction in the amount of crime that happens on campus once universities start implementing this bill. Another phase of the Briarcrest Drive reconstruction between the freeway and Kent Street is underway. This week, between 7 p.m. and 6 a.m., existing pavement will be removed. Next week, during the same hours, a new asphalt service will be laid. For those of you who drive Harvey Road, you might have noticed a new traffic signal. Flashing yellow and red lights start at Harvey and Copperfield yesterday. The signals will switch to normal operation on Thursday morning. And Rick Perry has announced that he will not seek re-election. He says between now and the end of next year, he will actively lead the state. That includes pushing through pro-life legislation.
I will continue working hard to do what's best for Texas. And that includes this special session and additional sessions if required. We have better protected the right to life.
While Perry was in San Antonio, abortion rights activists were outnumbered nearly 2-1 in Austin as testimony resumed on the controversial abortion restrictions bill.
The testimony of the Senate's experts on both sides of the issue seemed to contradict. Dr. Michael Love, an Austin OBGYN, supports the bill, especially upgrading the standards to that of ambulatory surgical centers.
But improving safety for the patient and meeting the standard of care to protect women.
Amy Hagstrom Miller, the CEO of Whole Women's Health, runs both types of clinics.
The abortion procedure itself is done the same way in an abortion facility as it would be done in an ambulatory surgical center.
Is there any reason that a licensed abortion facility would need a male locker room?
No.
The Senate House is set to vote on their version of the bill tomorrow. In Austin, Chris Fox, TSN News.
WTAW News Time is 6:11 at 74 degrees. We'll have more news for you at 6:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
You gotta take care of Texas. It's the only one we got. If you're way up in Lubbock or down in Lukenbach, gotta conserve water, keep the air clean. Take care of Texas, don't you know what I mean, y'all? Kevin Fowler here. Texas has clean air, rivers, and lakes, so let's get outdoors and enjoy them. Visit TakeCareOfTexas.org, pledge to help keep it that way, and we'll mail you a free Texas State Park Guide.
Take care of Texas, it's the only one we got.
Sponsored by the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality and Texas Parks and Wildlife.
Since 1985, homeowners throughout the Brazos Valley have trusted Anchor Foundation Repair to protect their largest investment. Our commitment to quality service has resulted in over 3,500 satisfied customers. Our experienced crews are capable of repairing all types of residential and commercial foundations and come with a lifetime guarantee. So call 690-2020 for your free foundation evaluation or visit us at anchorfoundationrepair.net to learn about the Anchor Advantage.
Good morning. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast at 6:13, brought to you by Johnson Performance and Wellness Center. Find yourself at Johnson Performance and Wellness Center. Log on to drdrewjohnson.com or give them a call at 268-1162.
Hot and humid, that's the story across our part of the world for today. We'll have partly to mostly sunny skies. Temperatures will head up to 95, maybe an isolated thunderstorm this afternoon. Partly cloudy, warm and muggy tonight, 75 to 80. Partly sunny, hot and humid tomorrow, highs 95 to 100. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, low 75 to 80. Sunshine on Thursday with a high of 95 to near 100 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. If you are a football fan, you are in hog heaven because the lists are starting to come out. And A&M's got three players on the Maxwell watch list. We'll share that with you. Also, A&M assistant track coach is headed to Oklahoma, and the Rangers keep rolling. All that and more sports, and we'll do it for you at 6:50.
You know, Shell, who does the weather over there at Channel 3, he and Michael from their morning TV show.
Michael Oder.
Yeah, they always come over to Candy on Monday mornings just to kind of chat and do that kind of stuff. I mean, and Shell is walking down the hall yesterday basically accepting high fives from everybody because
it rained.
Yes, gets a chance to take full credit for that, and that's fine.
Well, you he gets it the other way.
That's right. You got to have it the other way around. And so now here we go. Just it's a whole nother week as hot as the hinges, and no mention of rain in the forecast. I mean, they have no problem with the written forecast saying over 100 degrees, even though Rob tries to be a nice guy and not say that.
It's going to be warmish today.
Yes. Right now, as a matter of fact, there is no rain in the entire state of Texas. Okay.
Not even coming up from the coast?
No. There's no rain in Texas, Oklahoma, Arkansas, Louisiana, Mississippi, or Alabama. There's a little bit in New Mexico, but, you know, that's a long way from here.
Yes.
Looking at this, it's close to Santa Fe, and Santa Fe ain't anywhere near here. So, that be done. So, I don't know. I think we all pretty much know there are other parts of the world where they do things differently. We're reminded of that this morning. Police in China have seized 22 tons of expired meat from a Vietnamese smuggling network.
Yeah, expired being 40 years old, if I'm not
40, mistaken. No, 46 years old.
Oh, are you serious?
Yep.
Silly me.
Well, and the thing is, it's chicken feet. Because, of course,
Are they just dried out?
No. It says that they were treated with chemicals that would kill the bacteria that normally would be there for something that old, and thus prolong the expiration date.
Mummified chicken feet?
Could well be. My whole thing is, you know, I wouldn't know if it was yum yum fresh or 46 years old because it's chicken feet. Oh boy, these taste good.
Maybe that's what's in the famous bowl.
Oh,
info
nation.
Chicken feet aren't like that.
You know, for all we hear about food that they're adding to the state fairs every year, and heaven knows we talked about it enough yesterday, I don't think once has any state fair in U.S. America decided, let's deep fry some chicken feet and put some powdered sugar on it.
There's a reason for that.
Yeah, I think so.
Introducing the new facelift dentures. Your front teeth support your lips. Your back teeth support your face. If your teeth aren't designed for facial fullness, the result is that sunken-in denture look. The facelift denture changes all that. You can expect fuller lips, less wrinkles, a tighter neck, and a stronger chin, restoring your smile and reversing the aging process. Dentures don't have to look like dentures anymore. Call Dr. Michael Reese at 979-846-6515 or visit us online at drreese.com.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's 6:17. It's the 9th of July, as a matter of fact. And, you know, today, one of those really scrumptious holidays, it's National Sugar Cookie Day.
Hey, hey.
Which can, like me some sugar cookies.
Yeah, and then because they can end up being almost anything.
True.
And,
very true.
You know, God bless those people at, is it Pillsbury, where you just can buy that whole tube if you want to? You know, just take that and cut the top off and...
Oh, you need a spoon.
Sit there with your, well, either that or sit there with your, you know, Swiss Army knife in the parking lot and just cut off chunks of it. And
this sounds like a man that's done this
before. No, I really haven't, but I mean, you know, I can see that you could do that, you know. And sometimes you want to use hang down, but sometimes it works just as well probably with cookie dough. And then, you know, the other thing is Pillsbury, I think, isn't that who that is who does those tubes of cookies?
I believe there are several different companies.
Yeah, that's true. But, you know, now they do, like, for the 4th of July, they have them with stars in the middle. I mean, pre-put together with a little that or snowflakes. And, I mean, you can have pre-designed sugar cookies now. And I don't know. I kind of like, yearn for the days when you could just go into the bakery and get them. But there aren't many bakeries that still do that. You know what I'm saying?
No, that's true.
Right. Well, maybe people weren't supporting the bakeries.
You know, it could well be.
You can do that at Blue Baker still, though.
Yeah, that's true. There are a few out there. Also, it's Alaska Flag Day. I don't know why they get their own day, but, you know, good on them. That's fine. All right, birthdays.
George Henley from Chronicles of Narnia movies is 18. Mm-hmm. Mitchell Musso is 22 from the Hannah Montana.
Uh-huh.
Fred Savage is 37.
Oh, what? Let that sink in for a minute. Yeah, let that sink in. That makes you feel good.
Jack White is 38 from the White Stripes. Scott Grimes from ER is 42. Courtney Love is 49. And really the only reason I'm doing this is because possibly the greatest quote ever on
ever.
A celebrity.
Uh-huh.
Madonna said, quote, "I'm fascinated by Courtney Love by the same way I'm fascinated by someone who has Tourette's syndrome walking in Central Park."
Oh my gosh.
Wow. Okay.
Which, if you know anything about Courtney Love, is completely accurate.
Oh, okay. All right.
Kelly McGillis is 56. Mm. Tom Hanks is 57. Jimmy Kerr is 54. Kevin Nash from the WWF, also 54. Jimmy Smits is 58.
Oh, my.
John Tesh, 61.
You know, got a chance to meet John Tesh.
Did you really?
Not too long ago, yeah. I didn't, but I had a chance to. Well, he was standing, you know, everybody's getting their picture taken with him. Ben said, "You want to get your picture?" I said, "Nah." Okay. John Tesh.
O.J. Simpson is 66.
Yeah.
Dean Koontz, 68.
Oh, yeah, he's written a book or two.
Shaft is
Richard Roundtree.
71 years old. Yes, sir.
Shuffling along.
One of my all-time favorites, Brian Dennehy.
He is, yeah, I agree.
Is 75, and James Hampton is 77.
All right, there you go. And Senator Lindsey Graham, 58.
Grant-misty.
Yeah. And did you say OJ?
Yes, I did.
Yeah. He's still hunting for the murderer, you know.
Oh, have you heard the latest?
Probably not.
He's come out endorsing your very favorite.
I'm ready.
Paula Deen.
Yeah, way to go. I know she is thrilled to have that endorsement. Paula, hon, I got good news for you. You got an endorsement from a black guy. Oh, great. Bad news is it's O.J. Simpson.
Hey, folks, how's your lawn looking? Neighbors jealous? Well, they can be. This is Bobby Jenkins of ABC Home and Commercial Services. With ABC's year-round lawn mowing and care program, the lawns we manage in Aggieland are consistently healthy. Our economical program uses efficient, slow-release turf enrichment products, great equipment, and our routes are staffed with skilled crews. That means a great-looking lawn at a great price. ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Your Morning Espresso starts right here. It's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
All right, here's more outrageous government spending, this time by none other than the IRS. Now, according to the AP, a government watchdog group says lax oversight by the Internal Revenue Service allowed workers to use agency credit cards, let's see, to buy wine, an expensive luncheon, and in one case, romance novels, diet pills, and even baby clothes. And two IRS credit cards were used to buy, online pornography. Though the employees reported the card stolen, one of the workers reported five agency credit cards lost or stolen. One more thing. The IRS held a 2008 conference in Atlanta. That included an open bar, elaborate hors d'oeuvres, video of the employees dressed as Olympic athletes with torches. That conference alone cost you $2.8 million. More government waste.
The Sean Hannity Show from coast to coast later today.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hey, honey, did you see our utility bill this month?
I sure did. It's ridiculous. I wish there was a way to cut it down.
Actually, there is. My friend at work just installed a ductless mini-split system from Fujitsu. He was tired of cooling and heating the ducts in his walls and attic. Fujitsu systems are ductless, so they cool in summer and heat in winter.
Really? With the kids away at school, will we still have to heat and cool their rooms?
Fujitsu systems allow us to set each room to a different temperature, so we're not paying to comfort rooms we're not using. Fujitsu's new Halcyon Hybrid Flex inverters can comfort up to 8 zones for personalized constant comfort.
Wow, that sounds efficient. I'm so tired of wasting money heating and cooling the entire house.
Fujitsu mini splits are quiet and so energy efficient, they could cut our monthly utility bill by 30%. Plus, many utility companies offer rebates of $300 or more. It's the perfect solution.
Sounds great.
Fujitsu General means comfort and savings all year round. Find out how much money you can save by going to ConstantComfort.com and clicking on the energy calculator. That's ConstantComfort.com.
Renters are paying a little more. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. It costs a little more to rent an apartment, but new data from Reis show the pace of rent increases is slowing. In the second quarter, landlords nationwide raised average rents by less than 1%. The apartment vacancy rate for the April to June quarter was unchanged from the first quarter. Twinkies will be back on store shelves next week, about 8 months after the maker, Hostess Brands, filed for bankruptcy and shut down. Dean Metropoulos, the owner and CEO of the new Hostess Brands, tells the Wall Street Journal the company will be focused on getting Twinkies to more places than before. He says the snack cakes should be available anywhere candy bars are sold. Financial struggles are not limited to the poor. Consumer Reports says there's been a big increase over the last month in the number of upper-income households that are having trouble. Problems among those earning $100,000 or more accounted for a jump in the organization's Trouble Tracker Index. Stock market futures are higher. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
More with less. More with less.
Sound familiar?
More.
This is what many IT managers hear every day. The IBM System X3650 M4 Express server with Intel Xeon says do more for less. It's easy to manage, designed to deliver 84% greater performance, and can handle as many workloads as 25 prior generation IBM systems, all at an affordable price. Like how that sounds? Learn more at ibm.com/more for less.
I know my business, but I don't know much about creating a website.
Who has the time to create their own website?
I always thought a website would cost a lot of money. Then I discovered Wix.com.
Wix.com was the perfect solution.
It's so easy. You choose a beautiful design, write what you want to say, and move your images where you want them. No coding, no confusion.
And the best part is that Wix.com is absolutely free.
No matter what size your business, people don't take you seriously unless you have a professional-looking website. Create your own stunning website for free at Wix.com. That's Wix.com.
July is firecracker hot, but the specials at Rattlers are even hotter, and they're good all month long. Grab any roller grill item like hot dogs, sausages, and tornadoes, two for a dollar. Wash it down with any size flavored fountain drink, only 79 cents. When the workday's done, be sure to pick up a 12-pack of any of the family of beers from Bud, Miller, and Coors for only $10.99. Rattlers, where it's July hot all the time. Rattlers, friendly, clean, Texan.
We were born in the heart of Texas, raised
raised by Texas values.
Small business entrepreneurs are the backbone of the American economy. They all need one important thing, capital. And Spirit of Texas Bank is the number one Texas-owned bank for small business production with locations in the Brazos Valley and surrounding counties. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Texas-owned, Texas-proud, the bank for Texans. Spirit of Texas Bank.
Dixie Tire Company is bringing you the best deals on custom wheels. Dixie Tire Company, located in downtown Bryan, has the best deals on tire and wheel packages from all brands and sizes. That's Dixie Tire Company. Or call 775-8473. That's 775-TIRE.
Brazos Valley weather forecast at 627. Look for a high temperature today near 100. Then, hey, we'll go ahead and hit the mark for the rest of the week. Yep, 100 degrees or so, and low temperature will be in the upper 70s. And there's no mention of rain in the forecast. I guess the only saving grace, well, that's not true. I was going to say the only saving grace is the winds won't be up, but you'll probably want that if you're outside sweating. Anyhow, that's what we've got, but after all, it is Texas in July. And right now we've got 78 degrees out there. The weather is brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offering information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
We have conventional medicine and alternative medicine, but shouldn't there just be medicine that works and medicine that doesn't? I'm Mike Carruthers with something you should know. Coming up, brought to you by MSC Opus, presenting Cirque Dreams Rocks, Memphis, Michael Martin Murphy, and more, as part of the new Sparks Will Fly season. For more information, visit mscopus.org.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
If you have too much credit card debt, there is help. Family Financial Education Foundation is a nonprofit agency that has helped thousands of people get out of debt. They'll negotiate with your creditors and get you lower interest rates, lower payments, and stop the collection calls. They're nonprofit, so they're here to help you, not gouge you. Call now, 888-789-4173, 888-789-4173, 888-789-4173. Not available in all states. There's medicine, and then there's alternative medicine. Or is there?
There's no such thing as alternative medicine. If an alternative medicine works, then it's just medicine. And if an alternative medicine doesn't work, then it's not an alternative.
Dr. Paul Offit, author of the book Do You Believe in Magic, says there are all kinds of alternative medicines.
Well, I think the biggest is megavitamins. They're sort of large doses of vitamins that boosts your immune system or reduces stress or enhances energy. That's probably the biggest. And then there's, echinacea treats colds, chondroitin sulfate and glucosamine treats arthritis, St. John's wort helps with your memory, things like that.
All of these things are alternative medicine, meaning they haven't been proven to be effective, but there is no shortage of people who claim these things work. Why do people embrace alternative medicine?
Because they see it as something different than conventional medicine. They sort of give it an untouchable halo, that it's safe, that it's effective, that I'm taking control of my own health care.
Even doctors today are getting on the alternative bandwagon.
I think we should just hold our doctors or clinicians or whomever to the standard of show me the evidence that what you're saying is true. If you're going to recommend vitamin C or whatever to prevent my cold or treat my cancer, where is the evidence for that? Because these really aren't belief systems. These are evidence-based systems, so where's the evidence?
Tomorrow, one alternative medicine that really does work. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's something you should know.
There's something for everyone on Opus Season 41. Expect sparks to fly when you order your tickets to the hottest Broadway shows coming to the Brazos Valley this season. Don't miss the 10 Tenors on Broadway, Bring It On the Musical, West Side Story, and the 2010 Tony Award winner for Best Musical, Memphis. Order tickets to all four Broadway events with the four-pack for as little as $136. Call 845-1234 or visit mscopus.org.
WTAW News Time is 6:31. It's 74 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Mar Eye Center, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family, where our vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision. Go to mareyecenter.com for more information. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. The Bryan City Council has lots of opinions as they consider whether to open part of the downtown area to tattoo business.
Tonight's council agenda includes the first of two readings of amending zoning regulations. Leo Gonzalez was part of a unanimous Planning and Zoning Commission endorsement a month ago.
And it's never been a question of whether you would be a good fit for downtown. It's a decision that goes with the land. So that was our concern, is to make sure that we did, as Ms. Hardiman said, take care of downtown for the future.
Commissioner Prentice Madison's vote was based in part by the community support of the tattoo shop owner who wants to move to 26th and Sims.
I think this is good for the whole community of how we laid this out. I hope council takes that into consideration and go along with what we recommended to the council.
The proposal, which you can read online at WTAW.com, calls for restricting the amount of floor space in a tattoo business to between 3,000 and 5,000 square feet and separating shops a minimum of 1 mile from each other. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
2 months ago, the College Station City Council approved rezoning land along the east side of the freeway for suburban commercial use. At the last council meeting, a neighboring homeowner in the Raintree development, Boyd Sorrell, said 150 feet of a pond was illegally filled in.
There's a natural waterway that empties into that retention pond. People downstream, now there's no the water that's going to shoot somewhere else. He willfully and knowingly violated all these ordinances, and I think there ought to be some punishment for that. If I put up a sign that says neighborhood watch, I can bet fine $350. And what he did is way beyond putting up a sign.
Since then, a city spokesman says the developer has hired an engineer to determine if any negative effects occurred, what corrections may be necessary, and a plan of action. The developer is supposed to submit a report to city staff before the end of the month or face a specific deadline and possible fines. Traffic signals have come to another growing area. Flashing yellow and red lights were turned on yesterday at Harvey and Copperfield. On Thursday morning, the signals will switch to normal operation. And if you drive Briarcrest between the freeway and Kent Street, be prepared for further delays the next 2 weeks. Existing asphalt will be removed this week and replaced next week. This work will be done each evening between 7 p.m. and 6 a.m., weather permitting. For students living on campus, universities might be getting safer. The Texas legislature passed a bill that says universities will be allowed to check the criminal history of students who want to live in on-campus housing. Vice President of Student Services at Blinn College, Dennis Croson, says that he expects fewer crimes to happen in on-campus housing once this bill is implemented.
We've had some crimes done by students who would have not been in housing had this bill been in place prior to this year.
Crossan was a witness for the bill when it was passed in June. He says that with this bill, student housing should become safer. What had been speculated became official from Rick Perry yesterday.
Today, I am announcing I will not seek re-election as governor of Texas.
Perry gave no indication of what he'll do after he leaves office.
I will spend the next 18 months working to create more jobs, opportunity, and innovation. I will actively lead this great state.
Among those believed to be running for governor, Attorney General Greg Abbott says he's not making any big announcements this week. But on Sunday, Abbott begins a statewide tour to meet and greet voters in San Antonio, followed by a stop in Houston next Monday. And continuing the political trickle-down effect of Perry's announcement comes word of a candidate for Texas Railroad Commissioner to fill the vacancy being left by Barry Smitherman, who's running for Attorney General. State Representative Stefani Carter, a Dallas Republican, announced her bid yesterday. WTAW News Time is 6:35. It's 74 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Mar Eye Center. We'll have more news for you at 7:06, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. If you are experiencing blurred vision driving at night, glare and halos around lights, you may have a cataract. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564. At Mar Eye Center, we appreciate and thank you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
Just point, click, permit.
Aggie students, faculty, and staff, now is the time to register for your 2013-2014 parking permit. Go online to transport.tamu.edu before July 9th and register.
It's fast. It's easy. Just point, click, permit.
Anytime, day or night. Log on to transport.tamu.edu. Don't wait. Register for your 2013-2014 parking permit right now.
Texas A&M Transportation Services. Moving forward for you.
Good morning. It's 6:37. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Thomas Moore Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products located 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway. We're at morefeed.com.
Warm conditions, they're in our forecast, and they'll stay with us over the next several days. Sunshine today should drive temperatures up to about 95. We could see an isolated thunderstorm this afternoon. Partly cloudy tonight, lows 75 to 80. Sunshine tomorrow, it's going to be 95 to 100. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, 75 to 80. More sunshine on Thursday, and it stays very warm. Highs anywhere from 95 to 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolin for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Anytime you can pick up a run with two outs, it's big. And
it certainly was yesterday for the Texas Rangers. We'll get you caught up with Rangers baseball. Also, three football players for A&M are on the Maxwell watch list. We'll share that and more with sports, and we'll do it for you here in about 12 minutes or so.
Okay, well, the longest-serving governor in the state of Texas is going to move around now. Boy, now we get to jockey. This will be so much fun. As he said, today I'm announcing I will not seek re-election as governor of Texas. I'll spend the next 18 months working to create more jobs, opportunity, and innovation. And actively lead this great state. So, there you go. Got that happening. As far as the Washington Post is concerned, Dan Balls, who's observes a lot of stuff, wrote that Perry's announcement also raised questions not just about Perry's political future, but also about the future of Republican politics in Texas in the absence of one of its central figures. But again, that's the kind of thing you'd think Dan Balls from the Washington Post would say. I personally think probably not going to make a whole lot of difference in this, because I don't see any Democrats that have really stood up that a lot of people can get behind.
I would agree with that.
I mean, I understand that if Wendy Davis wants to run for governor, she'll be able to get a lot of money from outside of Texas, but my thought is that Greg Abbott's pretty much unbeatable.
I would agree with that as well.
So we'll see what happens. I think it's the undercard that's going to be more fun to watch. You know, what's going to happen down there? Because I think we'll have a new light governor as well. And we'll see. There's going to be plenty of elbowing.
Yeah, I believe there's going to be some jockeying for position.
Well, and, you know, we, quite honestly, here in the media, enjoy that.
Sure we do.
That means advertising. And, you know, we're not here for fun. We are here to make a profit. So, anyhow, we'll see how all that stuff
works.
We're
a bunch of capitalist pigs.
Yes, we really basically are. So, and then I guess we'll the abortion question, of course, will be talked about again this week in the House and the Senate, and we'll talk to our elected representatives. We gave them a break last week since there wasn't much going on over there with the 4th of July, and then the session shortened up. But anyhow, we'll get back with that tomorrow with State Senator Charles Schwertner, and then John Rainey on Thursday and Kyle Cassell on Friday. In the meantime, President Obama apparently going to go out on the road. You know, he's not out much.
No.
Never gets out. And this time he's going to be out there apparently trying to find some areas that have a heavy Latino population so that he can basically sell the economic case for passing the change in immigration. Wall Street Journal reported yesterday, quote, He will also try to convince reticent Republican lawmakers that the GOP's viability as a national party with aspirations of winning back the White House is linked to the fate of the bill. Now, the first thing I'm thinking is, when did a Democrat president care about the health and well-being of the Republican Party? I mean, I don't think they care. I really don't. Mm-hmm. But I think it'd be the same if it were the other way around. But he's trying to paint a picture of he cares about his Republican brethren and wants to bring them up to speed.
Yeah.
He's going to give them a hand up.
Is that why he does, like, every single bit of legislation he can to kind of refute all of
to hang it on
they
them?
Value?
Sure, you bet. That's you know, that's exactly what it's all about. So, anyway, he wants to be, I guess, the first president to try to help the other party, make them understand. What I don't understand is why he doesn't, well, I think I do. He never goes to Congress to lobby. And that was one of the things, you know, like him or dislike him, Lyndon Johnson came out of that body. I mean, he came out of the Senate. So he understood what cajoling and arm twisting and, you know, bare knuckles politics was all about. Because you needed to go over there and you needed to get the House and the Senate to buy into your programs. That's how the political process worked. But again, because Barack Obama's smarter than
everybody.
Yeah, maybe us in an aggregate. He may be just, you know, he may be just the smartest person on God's green earth, for all we know. Probably in his head he thinks that. And he just believes that he's better than the Senate and the House members. And that's not a good idea, especially as he's already into his second term.
Well, maybe he doesn't think he's better. Maybe he just, I don't know, is confused about what, because it's not like you're raised knowing what a president does exactly. Unless there's somebody over you saying, well, this is how I did it, then you're just having to figure it out on your own.
Well, so maybe, I don't think he would ask for help.
Well, he wouldn't ask for help. I mean, you can bet that, you know, before GPS, he was probably getting Michelle lost on the road all the time because he wouldn't stop and ask for direction. What is that noise?
I don't know what that is.
Boy, that's very strange.
It's we're out. My thing sounds like it's out on one side.
Yeah. Headphones. Okay. Well, that's good. All right. Well, we'll work on that. It wasn't anything we pushed here. We'll get our engineer on that.
It was a buzzard ran into our antenna.
Oh,
or something.
I love that. Yeah. So yeah, we'll have to reboot the radio station. But the thing is, what he does is he believes that he can just through his personality get legislation passed. Well, I think that he's trying to find these areas out in America, and they're getting to be fewer and fewer, where people adore him. Because I don't think the House and the Senate adore him. We know that leaders in other countries in the world don't adore him.
But they've been punching above their weight.
Oh, that's right. They do a lot of that, don't they? I forgot about that. Yeah, that's his whole foreign policy speech. So he thinks that he can go out, much as Ronald Reagan did on television, he could go to the American people and basically get what he wanted. And I just don't think that Obama is that charismatic, number one. And number two, I think his policies have made it more difficult on more and more Americans, and I don't think they're that enamored with him. So I guess they'll find those little pockets, and they may be small towns with
they'll be chosen audiences for sure.
Yeah. People who don't realize they're now paying more for, you know, insurance and welfare, right? And all that stuff.
What are we hearing in the background? Are we hearing another radio station?
Yes.
Yeah.
It sounds slightly like candy.
Yeah, well, we're going to have to find out. All right, I'm going to go to work on that. Well, actually, I'm going to talk to somebody who's going to go to work on that, and we'll see what the problem is.
Norma G. Tractor. Lower prices, larger cash rebates, zero down and 0% financing on all new Kubota tractors, utility vehicles, and lawn equipment. Norma G. Tractor. Check out the new Kubota L3200F, 32-horsepower tractor with 5-foot pasture shredder and a 5-foot box blade, only $12,995. Buy now from Norma G. Tractor. Pay cash and get $2,000 in total rebates, paying $10,995 for your new tractor, shredder, and box blade. Or finance with zero down and zero interest for 5 years and still get a $1,000 rebate. With zero down payment, that's $200 per month. Or 10% down, that's payments of only $153 per month. Why buy used when you can buy new with payments as low as these, plus a 3-year warranty? Norma G. Tractor, for the largest selection and guaranteed best prices. Trade-ins welcome. Your best deals are at Norma G. Tractor, corner of Highway 39 and OSR in Norma G., Texas. Visit normagtractor.com. Voted best of the Brazos 10 consecutive years. Remember, nobody beats Norma G. Tractor.
Premium chocolates and pastries made in the heart of downtown Bryan. Come experience the Chocolate Gallery. Watch the chefs create edible works of art through the large viewing windows as you indulge in designer cupcakes and cookies or handmade chocolate truffles, bars, and bonbons. And remember the Chocolate Gallery for bridal showers and baby showers. Delight your guests with ice cookies designed to theme and yummy mini cupcakes. The Chocolate Gallery, featuring Sienna's Cakes, open Tuesday through Saturday at 211 North Main Street in downtown Bryan. Visit bcschocolategallery.com.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
I spent a morning a few weeks ago driving neighborhoods, replenishing my photo files. You never know what you'll come across, and always there are some great new landscapes and great new gardens. Gardeners, after all, are very creative people. Bed edgings for the ages, that's something I happen to notice. I'll be back with details after this message. It's Gardens Magazine and Crepe Myrtles, the completely revised and updated poster that we've prepared of all the known varieties of crepe myrtles. We have a comparison on the 15 by 30 inch full color heavy cardstock poster. Now, the poster is normally $10, but it is free with your subscription, new or renewal, to Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. There's a $2 shipping and handling charge on the poster, but otherwise it's free to you. Everything you need to know to choose, use, and maintain Texas' favorite flowering tree and shrub. The magazine for $23.95. The poster is free. Shipping and handling $2. Total price only $25.95. Satisfaction guaranteed. Our magazine has been judged to be the best regional gardening magazine in America. Every word of it written just for Texas. You need to call to take advantage of this limited time offer. 1-800-752-GROW. Call 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-4769. As I sat down to record about the little treasures that I captured in my photo files, I have to admit that when I looked through them, I was surprised to see a common thread through many of the photos, and that was that many showed attractive and somewhat unusual bed edgings. Let's start with the traditional 5W questions. Who and when are easily answered, you and now, for bed edgings. What? Well, we're talking about permanent and durable edging materials along the sides of shrub, flower, ground cover, and even vegetable beds. It could be inconspicuous baked enamel, green metal edging. It could be stone, pavers, or bricks. Where? Well, use a bed edging anywhere you need to strike a boundary between turf, grass, and something else. In fact, it could be a boundary between a ground cover and shrubs. It could even be between two different types of ground covers you don't want invading one another. It could be between Bermuda grass and St. Augustine, where you don't want St. Augustine coming into Bermuda turf. And then why? Sometimes bed edgings act also as short retaining walls. Sometimes they slow or stop erosion out of freshly tilled soils. Most of the time, however, a good edging material will delineate. It will become the point of no invasion for grass and ground covers, and you'll frequently use it as a hard surface against which you can run the line trimmer. One of the unanswered questions that remains is how. How do you determine where the edging should be and how best do you get there? Well, sweeping curves look and work best, and the easiest way of putting that serpentine curve into practice is to use a supple garden hose on a hot summer day. Keep it in scale with the size of the house. Let it approach the house by as little as 5 or 6 feet, but let it swing out by 12 or 15 feet or more at the corners. Keep it simple. Avoid jumpy, wavy curves. And keep it deep. 5 or 6 feet is pretty far out. A lot of people make their beds too narrow. If you have existing vegetation inside the new bed layout, apply a glyphosate weed killer. No other active ingredients in it, just glyphosate, to kill all existing weeds and grass. Give it 10 days to complete its work and then prepare the bed. We'll leave the soil preparation for another discussion, but once the existing unwanted growth is gone, you'll easily be able to see where the bed edging should be. If you're thinking about using stone for your border, remember it can look heavy and overpowering, so sink the stone down into the soil halfway or so. Graphic artists that work for businesses talk about creating a brand for their clients. A common look of all the art and documents. Your bed edging will do that for your landscape. I'm Neil Sperry. Trumpet vines triumph in our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
Well, we talked about it last week. The heat came back. We knew it would. It always does. And the folks at Intercon always have solutions for you. Now, we talk about, most of the time, the energy efficiency of your windows. But one of the other things that solar screens that Intercon does. And there are all sorts of different selections when it comes to solar screens. You can choose the amount of blockage you want, 70%, 80%, 90% blockage. If you haven't seen the next generation, if you will, of solar screens, you'll be amazed at how attractive they really are. Of course, the most attractive part of it is what your utility bill is going to look like. Because if you've got portions of your home or your business where the sun is pounding in on these hot days, where it never really cools off at night, your utility bills are going to be impacted in a real negative way. So get in touch with the folks at Intercon. Now, there are also solar shades that you can pull down. You can roll up, roll down as you need them. Because in the wintertime, maybe you want that sun. You welcome that sun into your home. And instead, here in the summertime, you really don't want that. So get in touch with the folks at Intercon about that. And then if you're a BTU customer, know that BTU has a program that may help you offset the cost of having these solar screens installed. So it's a good combination. BTU's initiative to try to help lower your utility bill and the solutions that you can find from Intercon. So give them a call at Intercon at 823-3639.
Howdy, good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports. It is 6:52. If you're looking to get Alabama A&M football tickets, you might as well put your hands in your pockets. According to CBSSports.com, that will be the highest ticket price going in the country. Those are subject to change as we get closer to game times, but right now the Bama A&M game is going for 300 and some bucks a ticket plus. And since we're talking football, because we're getting closer, Texas A&M football players were named to the watch list for the prestigious Maxwell Award, which is given annually to college football players of the year by the Maxwell Football Club. Of course, Johnny Football's on the list, but so is sophomore wide receiver Mike Evans and senior offensive lineman Jake Matthews. Manziel and Matthews both earned All-American honors in 2012, and Manziel is also named to the watch list for the Paul Hornung Award, which is given annually to the college football's most versatile player by the Louisville Sports Commission. Madison Square Garden Sports and the Dixon family announced that Texas A&M and St. John's will play in its annual Maggie Dixon Classic on Sunday, December 22nd at MSG. The national mashup will mark the 8th anniversary of the Maggie Dixon Classic and the 7th consecutive season that the Garden will host the premier women's college basketball event. Men's and women's basketball season tickets are now on sale, by the way, as well as soccer and volleyball. Texas A&M assistant track and field coach Jim Van Hoogem has been named the head coach for the University of Oklahoma. Having completed his 9th season with the Aggie program, Van Hoogem has been part of 7 NCAA outdoor championship teams over the past 5 years, including an unprecedented sweep of the men's and women's titles from 2009 to 2011.
And a high drive to deep left field, McLeod going back at the track. It is off the wall. One run home, two runs home. Rounding third, Martin. Here's the throw to the plate. He slides. He is safe. A three-run double. He has busted it open. It is 8-3, Texas.
Ian Kinsler doubled in the 6th inning to lead the Rangers past the O's 8-5 last night.
Anytime you can pick up a run with two outs, it's big. And, you know, we had an inning building there, and we weren't quite able to break out and get a big one, but we got one out of it. So gave us the lead, and I think gave Derek a little bit of confidence.
That victory jumps the Rangers to 15 games over .500 for the first time since May. It also improves their record to 25-18, which is the best in franchise history after 43 games. Stroh's had the night off. Dallas Cowboys lineman Josh Brynn is out of jail again. He's under new conditions this time that include wearing a drug detection patch and not driving at all. Brynn is charged with intoxication manslaughter in the December car crash that killed Cowboys practice squad member Jerry Brown. Brynn was jailed last month after testing positive for marijuana for a second time. In hockey, the Dallas Stars have signed free agent Chris Miller to a one-year contract. Miller split last season between the Nashville Predators and the Milwaukee Admirals of the AHL. He had 5 points in 18 games with the Predators, and he had 8 points in 37 career games with Nashville. And finally, the Los Angeles Lakers are still looking around, and they think they've come to an agreement to replace Dwight Howard, who moved on to the Houston Rockets. The Lakers signed 31-year-old Chris Kaman, who had some of his best seasons in L.A. Unfortunately for the Lakers, they were with the Clippers. The one-year deal is worth a reported $3.2 million. And that's your sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Since 1985, homeowners throughout the Brazos Valley have trusted Anchor Foundation Repair to protect their largest investment. Our commitment to quality service has resulted in over 3,500 satisfied customers. Our experienced crews are capable of repairing all types of residential and commercial foundations and come with a lifetime guarantee. So call 690-2020 for your free foundation evaluation or visit us at AnchorFoundationRepair.net to learn about the Anchor Advantage.
Right now and all year long, the official site for Aggie Athletics is AggieAthletics.com. The latest releases, video clips, interviews, player and coaches' profiles, results, statistics, schedules, it's all there. For ticket sales and information, go to this official site and click on tickets. AggieAthletics.com. Texas A&M Athletics also has two ticket phone numbers, locally in Bryan College Station, 845-2311. Out of town, the AT&T toll-free ticket hotline at 1-888-99-AGGIE. Come join us for a game.
You know, we've told you over and over that you can bundle and save with Suddenlink. And, you know, switch now because a true bundle, satellite just cannot do that. Switch now to Suddenlink and you can bundle and save. If you switch to Suddenlink and bundle, you get SL2000 HD TV, 15 meg high-speed internet, and home phone for only $69 per month. Suddenlink's best product lineup now, so switch now. Give them a call at 1-800-915-1866 or visit suddenlink.com. The number again, 1-800-915-1866 or go to suddenlink.com. You don't get locked into a satellite contract. Up to $250 back when you switch and you save with Suddenlink. There's the VIP perks program when you bundle all three services. And sometimes, you know, you just need to call home. You can get peace of mind because Suddenlink's unlimited local and long-distance calling is there for you. And remember, Suddenlink Total Home is also there to connect your entire family and home like never before with TiVo Any Room DVR. There's TiVo Stream. There's free HD. So many things. And then there's video on demand already. A Good Day to Die Hard is shown. And then Today is Admission. That's the Tina Fey, Paul Rudd movie. That becomes available today. Later on, there'll be G.I. Joe Retaliation. And the movie 42 will be available on video on demand. And of course, they add video on demand movies every month. So give them a call at Intercon and make the switch. Excuse me. Give them a call right now and let the folks at Suddenlink do what they need to for you. And that's save you money. Once again, the number to call is 1-800-915-1866. 1-800-915-1866. Or visit Suddenlink.com for more information.
Bombers Baseball, your minor league experience right here in the Brazos Valley. Fireworks, bobbleheads, a huge inflatable kid zone, cotton candy, Thirsty Thursday, turkey legs, on-field entertainment, live music. Kids get to run the bases every night. The world-famous Smitty Burger and so much more. Start your minor league experience today at American Momentum Bank Ballpark and online at bvbombers.com. Tickets start at just $5. Bombers Baseball, brought to you by American Momentum Bank.